So go and turn on channel 8, watch channel 7, mortar channel 3. Well, I won't man your tanks and jets and jeeps. And speaking on behalf of all my fellow creeps, we reserve the right to refuse service to you. Ride phase and get the children too. Let Saigons be bygones, don't you blow this world in two. We reserve the right to refuse service to you. Oh, well, it's just my luck that God's a Texan, one big sumbitch, an Anglo-Saxon, some crazy kind of tall Norwegian boy. Just to have my body ship air freight from Texas to the pearly gates, just ring the bell and leave me at the door. I'll be somewhere over Jordan swinging low. I'll hear them tape-recorded angels in lifelike stereo. Singing! We reserve the right to refuse service to you. Take your business back to Walgreens if you tried your local zoo. Our quota's filled for this year on singing Texas Jews. We reserve the right to refuse service to you.
This is a little thing we had out about 6 months ago. Dealer made me put it back in. It's called Western Union Wire. Take it away, Willie. From a cheap hotel in Dallas on a cold December day, hey, a telegram was traveling on its way, like a sad old song from somewhere in the distance of a dream, flashing across the darkness on the telegraph machine. It said from Billy at the bottom to baby at the top, Western Union.
Western Union choir. Don't leave me, stop.
Well, the taxi cab, it took her to the airport in the dawn. She knew in just 1 hour she'd be gone. She was standing near the platform, about to board the big Pan Am, when someone came and put the lonely message in her hand. It said, from Billy at the bottom to Baby at the top, Western Union Wire, please help me stop. Western Union Wire, don't leave me, stop. Then high above Chicago, just a reaching for the skies, she found herself with teardrops in her eyes, in her eyes. And a little boy beside her asked her, Mama, where is Pa? And she just broke down a crying, 'cause she knew she couldn't stop. You see it from Billy at the bottom to Baby at the top, Western Union Wire, don't leave me, stop. Could you stop?
Stop.
In pieces on the runway. Hey, I love you. Stop.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
All right, Willie.
One, two. She was only a waitress in a highway cafe, poured coffee from dusk until dawn. But she was heartbroken 24 hours a day, for she longed for a trucker who'd gone.
Boys making a corned beef on rye,
she'd sing with a gleam in her eye. The headlights were burning, the big wheels were turning. Her sweetheart would come by and by. He'd park his great semi off Route 64. She'd flush with a sweet little sigh. At 11:30, he'd walk in the door, and he'd order a corned beef on rye.
Boys, they get a corned beef on rye.
She'd sing with a gleam in her eye. The jukebox was blaring, his soft eyes were staring. The corned beef would come by and by. Now the drivers remember that night, so they say she'd said her farewells to them all. But when the hands on the clock reached 12:15, her suitcase still stood in the hall. The hours passed by, even as the trucks passed by out on the highway. And then in the early hours of the dawn, two grim highway patrolmen come into the place. Lord, they shook the rain from their hats. And as the poor girl brought them their coffee, she overheard the words that they said.
Say, honey, could I have a chili dog, please?
What time you get off work?
What I want.
Say, do you see that wreck down the road tonight?
Gee, for that boy, I tell you, he jackknifed that some bitch liquor now. Shit, didn't he?
Yes, he really did. Say, let me ask you a question.
What is?
Do you think he might have had a hog waiting down the line?
You
mean, little filly?
Well, something like what I'm talking about, you know, huh?
Different, you know them damn truckers, don't you?
Well, no, what about them?
They got a little filly at every cafe.
Uh-huh.
From here
to
Las Cruces. Here to Las Cruces.
You know them damn truckers.
Now there is a small truck stop on Route 64. If you happen to be passing by. But there's a trucker who never stops in anymore. And a waitress who wish she knew why.
For they get a corned beef on rye.
She sings with a tear in her eye. And as the dark eyes are glistening, there's someone who's listening. That highway cafe in the sky.
Boys, they get a corned beef on rye.
She sings with a tear in her eye. And as the dark eyes are glistening, there's someone who's listening. In that highway cafe in the sky.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Take it away, Wichita.
You uppity women, I don't understand why you gotta go and try to act like a man. But before you make your weekly visit to the shrink, you better occupy the kitchen, liberate the sink, get your biscuits in the oven and your buns in the bed. That's what I do, my baby said. Woman's liberation is going to your head. Get your old biscuits in the oven and your buns in the bed. Early every morning you're out on the street, passing out pamphlets to everyone you meet. You gave up your maiden form for Lent, and now the front of your dress says air scoop fit. Every single great man that's ever come along had a little woman always telling him he's wrong. Eve said to Adam, here's an apple you hoss. And Delilah defoliated Samson's moss. Get your biscuits in the oven and your buns in the bed. That's what I do, my baby said. Woman's liberation is going to your head. Get your biscuits in the oven and your buns in the bed.
All right, Wichita!
Little Jufer!
Mean-minded harpies are breaking all the laws, tearing up the girdles and are burning up their brawls. Now the air is dirty and the sex is clean, and your coffee makes my hair turn green. So damn emancipated in your mind and your body, gonna have to cancel all your lessons in karate. If you can't love a male chauvinist, you better cross me off of your shopping list. Get your biscuits in the oven and your buns in the bed. That's what I do, my baby said. Woman's liberation is going to your head. Get your biscuits in the oven and your buns in the bed.
All right.
Walking down Division Street, I happened on to meet a stranger with a package in his hand. He said, mister, if you follow me, rainbow colors you will see. I'll take your head into the promised land. Friend, I don't need your stuff. My Jesus is enough. You see them colors bright. Why can't you see the light? Let's get high on Jesus. High on Jesus. I believe that he is here in town. Flying high on Jesus.
coming down.
One man buys a nickel sack, another buys a Cadillac. They both think they will drive the cares away, but neither thinks to lend a hand to help his struggling fellow man. They better buy their tickets now for Judgment Day. Oh, friend, let's try to score
for peace and not for war, for love and not for hate, before it gets too late.
Let's get
high on Jesus, high on Jesus.
St. Gilbert heard the Nazareth sound, flying high. My friend, the Lord still gets around. An angry mob confronted me by the university. Down with this and down with that, they cried. A burning bottle in his hand, a long-haired youth screamed,
"Come on, man!"
The conscience of America has died. Friend, I don't get my kicks
starting fires and throwing bricks. I pray someday you'll find the gentle reason.
Underground, flashing
high on Jesus,
oh,
high on Jesus.
But friend, you just can't keep the good man down. Let's get high,
high on Jesus,
oh.
On Jesus,
they tried to put his body underground, flashing
high on Jesus,
oh,
high on Jesus.
But when you just can't keep the good man down, God loves you.
Faded, jaded, fallen cowboy star. Pawn shops itching for your old guitar. Where you going, God only knows. The sequins have fallen from your clothes. Once you heard the Opry crowd applaud, now you're hanging out at Fourth and Broad. On the rain-wet sidewalk, remembering the time when coffee with a friend was still a dime. And everything's been sold American. The early times is finished, and the Walt ads all are red. Everyone's been sold American. Been dreaming dreams in a rollaway bed. Writing down the memoirs on some window in the frost. Roulette eyes reflecting another morning lost. Hauled in by the metro for killing time and pain, with a singing brakeman screaming through your veins. Everything's been sold American. The lonely night is mourning for the death. It never dies. Everyone's been sold American. Don't let me catch you laughing when the jukebox cries. You told me you were born so much higher than life, but I've seen the faded pictures of your children and your wife. And now they're fumbling through your wallet, and they're trying to find your name. It's almost like they raised the price of fame. And everything's been sold American. No place to go, and brother, no place to stay. Everyone's been sold American. Let heaven's golden greyhound roll your soul away.
Thank you very much.
He was sitting up there more than an hour, way up there on the Texas Tower, shooting from the 27th floor. He didn't choke or slash or slit them, not our Charles Joseph Whitman. He won't be an architect no more. Got up that morning, calm and cool. He picked up his guns and walked to school. All the while he smiled so sweetly, and it blew their minds completely. They'd never seen an Eagle Scout so cruel. Now what you think of the shame and degradation for the school's administration, put on such a bold and brassy show? The chancellor cried, it's adolescent, and of course it's most unpleasant, but I gotta admit, it was a lovely way to go.
There was a rumor about a tumor nestled at the base of his brain.
He was sitting up there with his 36 Magnum, laughing wildly as he bagged him. Who are we to say the boy's insane? Charlie was awful disappointed. Elsie thought he was anointed to do a deed so low down and so mean. The students looked up from their classes, had to stop and rub their glasses. Who'd believe he'd once been a Marine? Now Charlie made the honor roll with ease. Most all of his grades was A's and B's. A real rip snorting trigger squeezer, Charlie proved a big crowd pleaser, though he had been known to make a couple C's. Oh well, some were dying, some were weeping, some were studying, some were sleeping, some were shouting, Texas number one. Some were running, some were calling, some were screaming, some were bawling, some thought the revolution had begun. Doctors tore his poor brain down, but not a stitch of illness could be found. Most folks couldn't figure just why he did it. Those who could would not admit it. There's still a lot of Eagle Scouts around.
There was a rumor about a tumor nestled at the base of his brain.
Sitting up there with his 36 Magnum, laughing wildly as he bagged him. Who are we to say the boy's in?
Who are we to say the boy's in? Who are we to say the boy's in slain?
Standing right in front of you folks is an exact replica of the Silver Eagle Express.
Regal made weekly runs from Baltimore, Maryland to Louisville, Kentucky. I know none of us would care to go back to that time to find out, but it was said that a ticket on the Silver Eagle was a guarantee of safe and swift travel, and that was saying a lot in those days. The Silver Eagle Express. And now let me direct your attention over here to your right to an exact replica of the German submarine used.
Ride the Silver Eagle to the last town on the line. Railroad ties are not my friend, the only ties that bind. I've watched the troubled countryside gently fall away. Silver Eagle, hold me, guide me. Roll me homeward from today. Lose the track of time and let it flow back. Stoke the ancient furnace into flames. Running barefoot in the cinders by the mole pad. Hopping bedtime rides with the outlaw, Jesse James. And I'd ride Silver Eagle to the last town on the line. Railroad ties, they're not my friend, the only ties that bind. I would watch the troubled countryside gently fall away. Silver Eagle, hold me, guide me. Roll me homeward from today. Today my heart's worn, weary vessel. I've been hauling dreams that never seem to last. Once I slept beside a trembling trestle. Woke up lost across the rusty lifelines to the past. And I'd ride to Silver Eagle to the last town on the line. Railroad ties, they're not my friend, the only ties that bind. I would watch the troubled countryside gently fall away. Silver Eagle, hold me, guide me. Roll me homeward from today. And freedom's only station to station, a paper suitcase on the track of time. Ain't hard to tell a hard luck situation. Ain't hard to tell a homeless country poet how to rhyme. I'm gonna ride the Silver Eagle to the last town on the line. Railroad ties, they're not my friend, the only ties that bind. From the bright Kentucky sunshine to the Colorado snow, ain't no one here to hold you, boy, when the good Lord lets you go. Well, it's retro rocket time inside my attic. I'm all wrapped up in the flag to keep me warm. Got my brain locked into cruise-o-matic. Rolling Ronnie Reagan in suppository form. Flying down the freeway. Jet out of L.A. really sets me free. Going back to nature in my June canoe. Flying down the freeway all the way. I'll tell to Maharishi that I seen you.
I'm a traveling east until I know I'm free. I'll take the midnight flight to British Guiana. Ain't nobody casting asparagus on me. Flying down the freeway, jetting out of LA, really sets me free. Going back to nature in the June canoe. Flying down the freeway all the way to you. I'll get a mule and be a flatland farmer. I'll grow a little bumper crop of grass. In Hollywood I totaled my karma. I'm gonna cast my seed upon the ground, gonna covet my neighbor's ass. Flying down the freeway, getting out of L.A., it sets me free. Going back to nature in the June canoe. Flying down the freeway all the way. We'll pass the pipe of peace in our adobe, buried in the ruins of Mexico. We'll dip some snuff in mainline guacamole. We'll listen to the opera upon the radio. Flying down the freeway, jetting out of L.A., it sets me free. Going back to Nashville.
Where'd you get them nose?
Why do you bob your nose, girls? It does not look so nice. Keep in fashion, it's not the Lord's advice. Will you mangle Mother Nature and break the Lord's command? You cannot bob your nose, girls, and reach the glory land. Why do you bob your nose, girls? It's not the thing to do. Run with that nose and someday the Lord may say to you, naughty little booger, you honky-tonkin' hoe. But at least I'm glad for one day, you never bob your nose.
Children's song. There were some little kids running around moments ago. I don't know if they're still here, but they're gone. All right, because one thing about the Kingster, I never like to say fuck in front of a C-H-I-L-D if I can avoid it. I won't do it, and I don't do it. So help me out with this little booger. Old Ben Lucas had a lot of mucus coming right out of his nose. He'd pick and pick till it made you sick, but back again it grows. Just 11 years old when I wrote the book. When it's cotton picking time in Texas, boys, it's booger picking time for Ben. He'd raise that finger, mean and hostile, stick it in that waiting nostril. Here he comes with a green one once again. Old Ben Lucas had a lot of mucus coming right out of his nose. He'd pick and pick till it made you sick, but back again it grows. Everybody, old Ben Lucas had a lot of mucus coming right out of his nose. He'd pick and pick till it made you sick, but back again it grows. I saw a picture yesterday in a men's room near L.A. Lying on the floor beside the throne. Had I not recognized the cross, I might have failed to know the boss. I thought, Lord, you look neglected and alone. I picked it up with love and care. I wondered who had placed it there. And then I saw there was no paper on the road. I said, Lord, what would you do if you were me and I were you? Take a chance, save your pants or your soul. And then a voice said, Kinky? This is Jesus. I ain't square. Hell, I got these pictures everywhere. From Austin, Texas, on out to the Frisco Bay, baby. So, son, if y'all hung up on the pot, feel free to use my favorite shot. I saw a picture yesterday in a men's room near L.A. I saw a picture yesterday in a men's room near L.A. Hey, hey, hey. Well, I pulled into Dallas on a cold December day for coffee and a donut at the Greasy Spoon Cafe. Spied me a pretty young waitress standing by a tray, but she couldn't believe her sweet young ears when the waitress heard me say, oh, waitress, please, waitress, come sit on my face. Eat. Ain't cheating, Lord, it ain't no disgrace. Whoa, bring me a long star, make it a case. Waitress, please, waitress, come sit on my face. Well, I walks up to the jukebox, feeling kind of mean. The waitress said, hey, stupid, that's a cigarette machine. Well, looky here, young waitress, would you care to make a bet? And if that there ain't a jukebox, you can smoke my cigarettes. Oh, waitress, please, waitress, come sit on my face. Eatin' ain't cheatin', Lord, it ain't no disgrace. Whoa, bring me a Lone Star, make it a cake. Waitress, please, waitress, come sit on my face. You're the prettiest thing in Dalit, is Dalit your home? No, I come all the way from you, and I feel so all alone. Well, I used to live in Auden, then I moved up to Big D. In hopes to get my big break on national TV. Honey, I think I have what it takes to make you a very big star way out there in Hollywood. Choo 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 buzz. Whoa! Waitress, please, waitress, come sit on the face. Eat, ain't cheat, Lord, it ain't no disgrace. Whoa, bring me a lone star, make it a case. Waitress, please, waitress, come sit on my face. All right, everybody. Oh, waitress, please, waitress, come sit on my face. Eatin' ain't cheatin', Lord, it ain't no disgrace. Whoa, bring me a lone star, make it okay. Waitress, 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 sit on my
Casualty and life. In faded gabardine, he used to stand down by the Union Station with that old hat in his hand, a banjo-picking devil, a singing ragtime saint. The young folks called him beautiful, the old folks called him quaint. And the station master pointed to the sign, and they busted him for loitering when he was making memories rhyme. Out in the falling snow, he'd sing his song to a world too cold to listen and too white to sing along. Just a Nashville casualty in life done left him without a dime. Ever since the good Lord took his wife, you'd find him strumming on the corner all the time. But most of Music City never saw the world within the song of a Nashville casualty, and life goes on. In the attic sets a dusty hat and cane, and the kids, they found a banjo there, all rusted from the rain. I strummed a little rusty ragtime beat, and I sang for every soul out on the street.
I could almost see him standing,
I could almost see
in
him
the rain,
standing in the rain.
Black and blinded face,
black and blinded face,
reflecting all the pain,
reflecting all the pain,
and all the years and people,
all the years and people
passing by,
passing by,
and all the ringing memories,
and all the ringing memories
that can make a banjo cry.
Just a Nashville casualty. And life, it's a riff that's held to play. You sings for your living on the street, and you sleeps in the back of some cafe. And most of Music City never sees the world within the song of a Nashville casualty, and life goes on.
Left Barber College, searching for knowledge, went to the university. I must confess, sir, this lady professor, she turned me on to anthropology. I'm a Homo erectus, got to connect this bone that I discovered yesterday. Tyrannosaurus, lived in the forest, died because his heart got in the way.
Dear Dr. Howard, come down from your tower. Join me for lunch at the Y. Although you're 30, I still think you're pretty. Let's give it that good old college try.
Rah, rah! Homo erectus, got to connect this bone that I discovered just today. Tyrannosaurus, lived in the forest, died because his heart got in the way.
Okay, okay, okay. Still here up in the boogieing since boogieing began.
Homo erectus, got to connect this bone that I discovered yesterday.
tyrannosaurus. It didn't fall. Died because his heart got in the way. Snake bite!
The star of Captain Midnight's traveling show. Came to this circus many moons ago. My mother's in your storybooks. She loved a jungle king. Left me standing here alone inside the center ring. A bamboo cage across the raging sea. A living page torn clean from history. A hairy, scary, legendary screaming souvenir. Don't you come too close to me. Don't you come too near. Bonnie-o. Wild man from Bonnie-o. You come to see
what you want to see. I have come to see, but you never come to know. A tattooed lady left the circus train, lost all of her pictures in the rain. I wonder if you're happy. I wonder if you're free. I wonder if you ever know the mark you left on me. You never come to know. We come to see what we want to see. We come to see, but we never come to know.
If I got to ride 6 million miles, now the smoke from camps arising, see the helpless creatures on their way, well, old pal, it's still surprising how long you can go before you stay. Do not let the morning blind you. When on your sleeve you wore the yeller star, old memories still live behind. Can't you see by your outfit who you are? How long will you be driven relentless round the world? The blood in the rhythm of the soul. Wild ponies all, your dreams were broken. Rounded up and made to move along. The loneliness which can't be spoken just swings a rope and rides inside a song. Dead limbs play with ringless fingers. melody which burns you deep inside. Oh, how the song becomes the singer's. May peace be ever with you as you ride. Glowing reminds you that today you are a child. The road ahead forever rolling, and anything worth crying can be smiled. Ride them all around the old corral. I'm with you, boy. If I got to ride 6 million miles.
Now, my dear friend, the Kingster, Kinky Freeman, with the official Imus in the Morning theme song, they ain't making Jews like Jesus anymore.
Well, a redneck nerd in a bowling shirt was a guzzling Lone Star beer, talking religion and a politics for all the world to hear. They ought to send you back to Russia, boy, or New York City one. You just want to doodle a Christian girl and you kill God's only son. I said, has it occurred to you, you nerd, that that's not very nice? We Jews believe it was Santa Claus that killed Jesus Christ. You know, you don't look Jewish, he said, near as I could figure. I had you lamped for a slightly anemic, well-dressed country nigger. Oh, they ain't making Jews like Jesus anymore. They don't turn the other cheek the way they done before. He started into shouting and spitting on the floor. Lord, they ain't making Jews like Jesus anymore. Keep it country, boy. Now. He says, I ain't a racist, but Aristotle Onassis is one Greek we don't need. And them niggers, Jews, and Sigma Nus, all they ever do is breed. And Wops and Mix and Slopes and Spicks and Spooks are on my list. And there's one little Heeb from the heart of Texas. Is there anyone I miss? Well, I hit him with everything I had right square between the eyes. I says, I'm gonna get you, you son of a bitch, you spouting that pack of lies. If there's one thing I can't abide, it's an ethnocentric racist. Now you take back that you said about Aristotle Onassis. Oh, they ain't making Jews like Jesus anymore. We don't turn the other cheek the way we done before. You could hear that honky holler as he hit that hardwood floor. Lord, they ain't making Jews like Jesus anymore. All right, everybody in America now. They ain't making Jews like Jesus anymore. They ain't making carpenters who know what nails are for. Well, the whole damn place was singing as I strolled right out the door. Lord! They ain't making Jews like Jesus.